yesterday. I turned 27 years young, man, feeling good.
I'm told yesterday's training was pretty full on as well. It was long, and today was likewise.
Yeah, it was, but it was much needed. You know, we had a bad game against Townsville, so it's important we bounce back Sunday against Melbourne.
What was spoken about and what went wrong against Townsville, and what have you done to try and rectify it?
A lot of things went wrong. Offense was struggling. Our defense was pretty bad. Lack of energy. I can go on and on, but last game is the past. Right now, focus is just getting better every day in practice.
Trev seems a little bit cranky from time to time today. Have you seen him that fired up for a training session since your time here?
Yeah, I have. I mean, but Trev is Trev. Trev have his moments where he's pretty angry, moments where he's happy. So, I mean, it's expected. We lost by 20, so I don't think he'd be coming to practice pretty happy losing by 20.
But your form of the last two games was pretty good, so you're happy how you're improving this season?
I'm just taking day by day. I really don't look at how I perform. I just look at winning, man. So I don't know what to say about that.
You've had a fair few more shots this year as opposed to last year. Do you feel you've got a bit more of a responsibility this year with James gone and you having a year under your belt here at the team to take the game on a bit more?
The way I play, I just play, if I'm hot, then I go with it. If Sean's hot, I get Sean the ball. All my teammates are looking for me, so I'm open, I shoot. If not, then I'll pass it open man.
How far off do you think this team is from being at their best?
Season just begun. Five games in. Our teammates are still learning the offense, actually, so hopefully we can get a win Sunday and keep things going in the right way.
So Trevor was getting the players to sort of give each other feedback there, the two units, during the session. What does that do for you guys? Does it make you sort of analyse your own performance a bit more closely?
Yeah, just it's about communication, I guess. Be honest with one another, honest feedback, to take it and give it. And doing that, I want to say to build team chemistry.
Have you seen much of Melbourne so far this season?
Well, I mean, we played them like three times in the preseason. But they got a new coach, so I imagine they have a new system also.
Did you feel in the first couple of games you were pressing a little bit too much? You were sort of, you know, trying to do too much in some ways, and now you're sort of feeling a little bit more confident?
Yeah, I guess so. I was just trying to make a play, but like I said, sometimes I make mistakes. I just learn from it, and I try to play better on next possession.
You experienced it last year. You finished at the top of the table. I know you said it's early in the season, but how much of an advantage is to be top? But Cairns are getting away from you. Do you look at the ladder and go, we need to really get a wriggle on here to stay with them, to give them a chance of finishing top?
Yeah, I think so. But I don't think, for us, home court advantage is important. But right now, it's too early to even talk about standings. Right now, our main focus is just getting better. You know, I feel like if we get better, the standings, it'll take care of itself.
Dole, tell us about Jimmy, his dunk last week. Have the guys spoken about it a lot of training? What's the response been like?
Yeah, the dunk was nasty, man. It was a poster.
Yeah.
I texted him after, told him I saw it, and he was just like, man, just thank you. It's a blessing. He's in the NBA, and I told him I was proud of him. So, shout out to Jameson.
He's still in touch with a lot of the guys, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I talk to him every now and then. Drake talked to him, Greg talked to him. So, yeah, we keep in touch.
It seems like the overall standard of the competition has gone up this season. Does that make it even harder to win the title? Is that how it feels from a player's perspective?
Well, winning a championship is never easy. You know, the other teams went out and recruited to beat us. So, it comes with it, man. We just got to put on our hats and go to work.
Does it feel like other teams are chasing you? You know, they're really targeting the Wildcats and putting you guys up on the pedestal as a team to be.
Yeah, I would say that. But whenever you wear red and black, I guess it comes with it.
Melbourne United, is it the best roster of the NBL, do you think? I mean, it seems to be pretty loaded all the way through from, you know, 1 through to 10.
Yeah, Melbourne is pretty loaded. They got a good point guard, shooting guard. Yeah, 1 through 10, pretty good. So, our defense really has to be up to par for the game on Sunday.